A sight seldom seen in Beijing. Hundreds of people on the streets voicing their fury at China's stringent zero COVID policy. A rare show of public anger against the leadership. In Shanghai, the country's biggest city, police arrested protesters, dragging them away, placing them on buses. The night before, crowds of people were shouting, "Down with the Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping." This latest outpouring of anger comes after 10 people were killed in a fire at an apartment block in Urumqi. Social media users blamed a lockdown in the Xinjiang region for hindering rescue efforts. An ongoing measure in China's zero COVID policy that's fueling wider unrest, even as COVID cases surge.
It is definitely unusual that you have so many different cities all across China demonstrating right now. You have students who are protesting, you have workers who have been protesting, and this is quite unusual to see this all over China at this point in time. I think one of the main questions will be now what will happen in the days to come. How will the Chinese leadership react to this? Right now, we have a lot of going on in Chinese social media, but we can expect to have a harsh response on the ability to communicate all those pictures via social media, but also on the streets itself.
Vigils have been held at universities across China and in Shanghai's Wurumqi Road, a street named after the city of Urumqi, in memory of the victims of the fire. In the capital, protesters sang while holding up blank pieces of paper, a symbolic protest against censorship, borrowed from Hong Kong's defiance of a ban against protest slogans in the territory, in the face of authority. China is the last major world power to enforce a zero COVID-19 strategy. It's continuing with snap lockdowns, lengthy quarantines, and mass testing to deal with outbreaks, methods abandoned by other major nations. Record numbers of COVID-19 infections have been recorded for days in a row. And many here are running out of patience. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.